There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
She posted one video, I think it was last year, where I think he's just like a Walmart parking lot, and he's just like secretly filming the people in the car next to him, and they are just, gacked out.
Yeah. I saw that, to the point
where it almost like, meth looks fun. I don't know.
If you can do that in public and not care.
Yeah. I mean, the self-confidence of these people. You know, sure. It's I'm jealous.
And they just don't mind at all. That like, but in their mind, they're killing it, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh,
they're like, I'm just... Yep. Are they dancing, or are they just sitting in their mind still?
I think they're still in their mind.
Yeah, definitely. You seem like an easy mark, just kind of hanging out there. Yeah.
I mean, maintain.
Yeah. That's what I always failing, say. But in yeah. their failing outwardly, but inwardly. Yeah.
And nowadays, they mix a lot of times the meth with the fentanyl or whatever.
Yeah. Great combo. Man.
And then so they're like, you remember the...
it's like a battle of God and the devil.
You remember
the
highs and lows there. Yeah. You remember the Simpsons episode where he takes the bottle of no-dos, and then he takes the sleeping... because he's too awake, takes the sleeping pills, so he sleeps awake. Yeah.
That's got to be like when you come out of the opium thing, then you're just wired.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a roller coaster, man.
Yeah. That's what a life.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Candy flipping. Remember that back in the day?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Candy flipping.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've tried them all and don't want to change the experience in a lifetime. I may want to experience something in the future. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the point is, that's a life that I could not lead.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, I'll live it vicariously through these folks. Like those guys, you know, so high on meth that they're literally, they stole someone's purse out of a car in the parking lot, I imagine, and dumping it out right there to sift through the belongings.
And they think they're far enough away, I think.
Yeah. It's like crack cocaine. A really good friend of mine said that he tried it once way back, many a year ago. And the story that he told me is a perfect reason to not get involved with crack, kids. And he said he went over to it, guys. It was a buddy of a buddy. So it went over there, and guy's like, I got some crack. You want to do some? And my buddy's in college. His motto back then was nothing excels like excess.
Yeah.
So, of course, I want to try your crack cocaine.
Right. Yeah. Said, good sir.
Of course, it instantly disappears. They do it all. Right. And, you know, the great thing about crack is it always leaves you wanting more.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
it's never enough.
Yeah. So the guy's like, so my buddy's just like, can we go get some more? And the guy's like, sure, I know where to get some. So they go to Pine Bluff, of course, to a real, real rough part. Mm. I guess that's not fair. All of Pine Bluff is pretty rough. but they go over there and meet up with, it's a kid, turns out to be a kid, maybe 12 years old, and sells them something. They're driving away and they're like, that's not crap. That is soap.
Yeah.
And so they turn around and they're like, and the guy who my buddy's buddy is like, we're turning around and we're going to get this. And he's like, I got a gun on me. We're going to get this back.
Mm.
So they go to...
I mean, you do crack, it's going to turn into a gun, a gun thing.
So they apparently go over to the dealer's house, the 12-year-old kid's house, pounding on the door. Mom opens it, and she's like, what's going on? He's like, your son sold me some crack, and it's soap. I want my money back. And she, you know, big fuss, commotion. The kid, I guess, apparently jumps out of his bedroom window and runs to the side of the house. Well, older brother comes out, and I guess he's a fairly intimidating guy. So my buddy and his buddy's buddy are all just kind of like not really sure what to do at this point. Mm-hmm. The guy comes out with a gun.
Ooh.
Puts it right to the dude's head, and my buddy was supposed to be the muscle, and he's like, it's a gun. Yeah. I'm not getting involved now. I'm just going to stand here and hope I don't get shot too.
Right.
And apparently, the older brother lets the little brother, the 12-year-old, he's just like, well, we got this dude right here. Go ahead and punch him in his face as many times as you want. So they beat down the guy wanting to buy the crack. But I guess as they're driving away, The buddy's buddy wasn't too upset about it because he's like, oh, did you notice the dent on that kid's head? And they're like, yeah, it's pretty evident. So that's where the last time he sold me some fake stuff and I took a ball peen hammer to it. And my buddy is like, yeah, you could see the huge divot in the kid's head. And the guy was just like, I'll figure out a way to get my money back at some point. And my buddy said that's the last time he ever saw crack.
Yeah, I would stop. Yeah. I think I would reevaluate my life a little bit. So wait, they let him beat down the kid?
No. The little kid beat up the guy who got sold the fake crack.
Right.
Yeah. You get sold fake crack, sorry. You know, you just take your losses. You're not going to go to the dealer's house and try to like rough them up or something.
No repercussions coming your way.
Yeah. That ain't going to call the police.
What do they call it? What do they call it? Like when you're supposed to get.
It's a charge in itself.
Yeah. Like where you have like no recourse. You have no like legal recourse. Mm. They sold me fake crack, you know? I use fake money.
Yeah.
To buy it.
It ain't crack.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, so it's
the, I've never seen it. I'll just say that. That's the only crack story I've
been around it. I heard the same thing. Don't do heroin, don't do crack because you'll always want it for the rest of your life.
Right.
Even if you can kick the habit, you'll always have that want. So I just never did crack or heroin. Yeah.
Still run for president, I guess.
There you go.
Heroin. I saw Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Didn't even know that existed. apparently he's like an environmental lawyer or whatever. And he's come out and announced he's going to run on the Democratic side. Of course,
Against Biden.
Against Biden.
Okay.
And I was just reading a quick bio, which if I'm going to read a quick bio, one of the first places I'm going to look is like their rap sheet, you know. Mm-hmm. And he did back in the 70s or 80s. He got pulled over and pled guilt and got arrested for heroin possession and pled guilty to it all. Dang. But that really launched his political career.
I was going to say, I wanted to ask because just on the surface, thinking that there's somebody else going to run against Joe Biden is a good thing for the Democrats because Joe Biden has such a low approval rating right now.
Yeah, it's like 29%.
But, yeah, it's almost the lowest since what, George W. when he was going against, you know. But so my question then is it a good thing that the Democrats have another option?
Has it ever happened in history where
the incumbent gets
a nomination or doesn't get the nomination, you know, of somebody in their same party?
Right. You know? I don't know that it's. I don't think that's ever happened.
Yeah, an incumbent president knocked out in a primary. Not that I know of.
Dang. And what would you do? Cucked.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, but with the name, too. So you got the name recognition of possibly one of the more popular presidents of all time. And he was killed in his prime, so we don't know if it could have went up or down.
He didn't have
there.
Time to be really bad.
Exactly.
So he's the best.
So he's got the name recognition instantly. Mm-hmm. We've got a situation
where... his daddy was super popular.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got a situation where a lot of your... moderate Americans, ones that don't choose a Republican because they're Republican or a Democrat because they're Democrat, they're just going to go for a person that they think will best lead. Again, I think those people chose Trump in 2020 and chose Joe Biden in 2022 or excuse me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because I think that they were looking for something different and then different didn't work. So now they went to politics as usual.
Yeah.
So I think this cat may have a name of politics as usual, but he ain't Joe Biden, who feels like he's failing right now.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And he might have a little bit of the just political outsider vibe. Like I said, I'm just telling you what I've read after a quick Wikipedia page on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But apparently a leading proponent in the anti-vaccine circle. He still touts the whole vaccines cause autism thing. Mm-hmm. He's very anti-COVID-19 vaccine. But
which
other than that, he's
for
like,
a lot of Republicans.
I mean, that's for a lot of people. That's gonna be at least, you know,
he's not going to be so big on. He'll be big on gun control, I guarantee.
But maybe less.
Was it Tim Kennedy? Was that one?
Ted
of the,
Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy. Right. I remember watching Ted Nugent trash him.
Yes. Yeah,
and he was like, "Can you believe Ted Kennedy's views on gun control and all this stuff?" It's like, Ted Nuge, both of his brothers were shot.
Yeah,
both of them.
Right.
Yeah. In all fairness, Ted should be more worried about driving than guns, though. Especially driving on bridges. But,
yeah.
But I don't know. Back to the drugs real quick. I always wanted to ask you, or I wanted to ask you guys, like, do you ever see like a meth head in Easy Mart or like just around town? They believe they're killing it in their mind, but they get like really loud suddenly and like explosive and like kind of in your face. Sometimes you're like, I don't know if I'm gonna have to really get this guy out of my life right now, you know, where they're just like, I don't know, man. Like you really you're like, oh, you know,
We have a local freak out just like that downtown who is a man with that's not living with a home currently.
An unhomed man.
Exactly. Sorry. But he came in literally just yesterday. He came in, and the previous encounter we've had with him at the radio station was he threatened to beat us all up and throw a puppy at us.
Oh,
literally.
Did he have a puppy on?
He had a puppy in his hand.
Oh, so that's, I mean,
that he just found.
Real threat. He's got intent and means.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So he left doing what he did, screaming, raging out, threatening to slam this puppy on the ground.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
It was like one of those things. But then yesterday, I think instead of being on the last portion of his bender, he was on the first portion.
Oh, happy.
So yeah. Yesterday he walks in, he was like, you're the guy on the radio. Oh, and as soon as I was like, yes, sir, he's like, oh, I can tell. The greatest voice in the county. Oh, my gosh. He's like, give me fist bumps like three times.
I wish you could see Jay Lindley's eyes right now.
Yeah. My eyes were only half as big as his were. Yeah. Oh, he was like, he was just so excited to see Jay Lindley. Yeah, he's all right. Yeah.
Oh, I can tell by the voice immediately.
And then,
great meeting your fans, right?
Yeah.
And that wasn't even the excited part. About halfway through, he was like, oh, and that, because he was talking about somebody else. He was like, oh, and those assholes. And I was like, oh, shit.
They get so loud it's getting suddenly.
Real. Yeah. But then he like half calmed down and back to his normal erratic state and left.
Yeah. It's just crazy. The range of people on drugs is incredible. I mean, you get to the really drunk homeless guy, you know, just really like he's just swimming through sludge. Yep. That's what it looks like. You get the methed out guy. He's weightless. He's just absolutely floating in his mind. You know, heroin addicts, that's a whole different other thing. Well, I just always see a park full of them.
Yeah.
Where they're just like mid-fall.
Or like downtown
like
Chicago.
Like maintaining a mid-fall.
You see those videos where like apparently there are safe spaces in like Detroit and Chicago to where you can do that stuff.
Yeah.
And there's literally just like, it looks like a statue of a bunch of zombies there just paused out in
like mid
layout. Yeah. Like they're about to fall.
Yeah.
You know, those guys that look like wind is blowing them at all times and you pay them
$1. Exactly.
That.
Yeah. They're constantly they're just Fat Joe leaned back, dude, the whole time.
That are all just lazy laying down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Dying from fentanyl.
Like one leg, like the other leg up in the air and is like slumped on one leg standing.
Perfectly balanced.
The balance, dude, is, you know, and then they're like, you know, like take the next step.
Wow, what a great idea. Safe injection sites.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's great.
Oh, my.
It's always like they're going to do it anyway.
Which
let
is
do
true.
It. That's true, but let them do it behind the dumpster of the fucking
out of sight, like a kid's and stuff, maybe. And,
Speaking of, the one I saw specifically most recently was a bus literally drops them off half a block away, and some kids have to pass that entire block.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
To get to the home.
Mommy, I stepped on a hypo.
Yeah.
And then you see in Chicago that the teen wilding that they had, or what do they call that? They had some name for it. It was like a social media organized riot of all like teenagers in Chicago. Not this weekend, but the last weekend.
Funny. That's fun.
Yeah. And they beat up a woman, like a group of teens beat up a woman?
Yeah.
And her
husband, apparently.
Looting, right? I saw one where no looting?
Yeah, lots of looting.
I think I saw one from that where this guy breaks a window to a bank, to like just a bank foyer.
Yeah.
You know, and this girl like breaks the window to the door, you know, and this like it's one of those doors that's got like glass up top, but the rest of the door is solid.
Yeah.
So she gets on top of the like through the window, standing on the door sill
right.
like thing, and then just just eats it
into the glass
and into into the ATM.
Oh,
which I'm guessing is what they were they hoping to? I don't know. The dude like breaks the glass. She jumps up like she's about to crawl through. Like maybe her foot gets caught or something. She falls through all crazy wild and then just slams into face first into the ATM. Like what were you expecting to do? You're gonna bust into that thing,
right?
You know
they make those. Yeah, it's gonna take a while to get.
Yeah,
that's why they steal them.
Take it home.
And then
They were destroying cars, destroying building fronts. And this was like, I guess, in the Loop. It's a very well-known part of like a public area of Chicago. And
they improved it, really.
You saw cops just, you saw cops just like driving by, which I understand. I mean, like they get torn apart.
Yeah, they're like, I'm not in my riot gear.
Absolutely.
They defunded us and took our riot gear away.
There you go. I mean, they have elected like their mayor elect Brandon Johnson. I might be messing his name.
Johnson
up.
Brandon.
Yeah, Johnson Brandon. Yeah.
Johnson Johnson. Yeah.
Johnson Johnson and Brandon.
Johnson versus Johnson.
Yeah. but he's very much a defund the police guy. Mm-hmm. And he came out, his statement is like, I don't mean to condone this behavior, but don't blame the kids for what they did. This is because they're bored. And it's like, dude, they
because they're bored.
People. Like a few people got shot, like guns were going off. They were destroying buildings, destroying cars because they were bored. And and our first reaction should be don't blame them for that.
Yeah, that's literally condoning it.
That's the definition.
Boys will be boys.
He's expressing himself.
Hopefully he won't rape another girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Don't blame him.
Boys will be boys.
I remember when I was angry.
Should have been wearing a short skirt.
When I was bored in high school, I mean, jerked off, play video games.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Looting and rioting. smashing up cars and stuff.
I was a Neanderthal. We would run around the block and find guys that were a little bit bigger than us and pick a fight.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
That's even better. That's
you
even
kept it small. It was small, you know?
Street beef.
Yeah, a whole block of a city, like just, halfway destroyed.
Right.
Because these kids were bored. Talk about, like, I have to imagine if I was one of those kids there, I got validated for everything I did as well. The mayor-elect just said that I did this because I'm bored. Yeah. Guess what? I'm bored tonight.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's go do it again.
Let's go out on the town, play Pokemon Go, smash up a couple of businesses at the same time. Holy cow.
And for the record, why did we stop doing that? We ran into a group of guys that were tougher than us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was what you found.
Yeah.
You found your limits.
Then, huh? Yeah.
Dude, I've been watching a ton of fight videos because I haven't for a while, which is my favorite thing. Let it build up a couple months and then watch them all. You know? It's great.
The release.
Yeah. The amount of guys that find out.
They fuck around and find out.
Find out. It's ridiculous. How many people are just not, they can't get it through their head that the guy they're bowing up, stepping up to, whatever it is, might just knock him out without even a word or really an action. You really snuck him.
Did you recently see the one with Nate Diaz on the street?
I think they issued a warrant.
He put him to sleep he put him to sleep standing up.
Yeah, and then dropped him and his head hit the concrete.
Oh, what happened to him after that?
He's ultimately okay, but he's definitely going to be pressing. The city it was in.
Yeah, I don't remember where it was.
I think in Florida.
Okay.
They issued a warrant for Nate Diaz's arrest like last night or the day before or something. So hopefully he should be able to pay his way out, but he's either going to have to pay millions.
From what I saw, he seemed to be staying away from it.
Oh, yeah.
And even the guy was like, that's Nate Diaz. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Trying to like leave him alone. And then dude rushed him and he just. And it may have been a rush. It may have been a fall.
Watch it again.
Okay.
Nate pulls him in.
Oh,
and the guy has his hands up. Now, let's dissect this.
Yeah.
Okay. So the video starts. Nate Diaz, what?
Yeah.
You know, how he
exactly
talks.
Exactly how you do it. Yeah.
Yo, get him one. Yeah. Like, get, I don't know. He's very weird. So, and then the guy who looks just like Logan Paul, weirdly.
Right.
Like the guy. He is.
In a white shirt.
Yeah, something. Okay. Yeah, he gets in front of Nate and he puts his hands up like, hey, you know, like this, which is stupid. I mean, it's a MMA, UFC, it's Nate Diaz.
He fights for fun
on the streets. Yeah. He's slapped Dylan Danis, did all this stuff, right? Choke people out. He gets in between of the guy that never get in between the guy that Nate Diaz wants to fight.
Exactly.
Nate pulls him in and puts him in a standing guillotine, chokes him out, and then just lets him go. And the guy just flops backwards.
Right. Well, there was a guy that rushes in. I couldn't tell if it was the guy that got choked by him, but it looked like maybe the guy that got choked then also got pushed by somebody behind him because he rushed in towards Diaz.
In the video, I've watched it a bunch. He's literally just standing there like this, and Nate just grabs him.
Well, and it's kind of a flash right in the moment, and he's right on the far left-hand side of the screen. The So it may have been.
What about the guy he wanted to fight?
That guy ran off.
Yeah.
After his buddy gets choked.
Exactly.
And it wasn't like you watch street chokes. But people who don't really know how to do them,
right?
They're always like, "Oh, it's like 30 seconds." Nate Diaz knows that it's 6 seconds. You are unconscious, you know, because he literally just grabs him up like this, bang,
and
up in that,
and his forearm was directly across the throat.
It was perfect.
So there was not only no blood flow, but there was no oxygen. Swallowing either, which is a huge like mental thing.
Right. Right. Mm. Yeah, your neck is just
your
done.
Neck is literally and collapsing on
literally
itself.
Literally unconscious, just flops backward. Like I just let him go
on the street.
Onto the street.
Yeah, it was tough. Man. It was tough to see.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I don't know. I don't know what started it. Obviously, I don't know if Diaz was drunk and aggravating
probably. Drunk and stoned. So he shotguns like seltzers.
The only way to drink them.
Yeah. Although I would never pick on him or say this to his face in the street. That's pussy.
No. Yeah, 100%. Say
you
what?
Shotgun something.
Say what? I'm pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got that voice, man. It's hilarious. Like when I watched that, I was like, yeah. Oh, damn it. He's going to go to jail. Yeah. It's a good fight, though.
Yeah. It's best very knockout technical. Ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. But that's a perfect example, Jay. I don't care.
Around and find out.
I fucked around and found out. Yeah. Like honestly, Patrick, if we were on the street and you were beefing with Nate Diaz, I'm gonna be like, I'll tell you, I'll be like, Pat, we gotta go right now.
Yeah.
And if you're like, what? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to get choked out and beat up as well. But I would be so mad at you.
Yeah,
I would be so
when
mad.
When we wake up, I'm going to cuss you out.
Yeah,
now, in that situation, let me just since it's a rose.
Yeah, sure.
Feel free to leave me. Okay. Like to my own devices. Yeah.
And it's different if we're just walking down the street and Nate Diaz just out of nowhere grabs you up. Then I'm gonna try and defend you. I'll
grab his legs.
You know, knocked out, whatever it is. But if you are the one who's like, you know, advancing on this guy,
right?
And then I'm supposed to be the Logan Paul looking dude and being like, oh, hey, I tell you this, I'm never going to get in front of anybody with my hands up, like basically in their face in a way that's like, you know, stop. Like this, not looking, not a clenched fist or nothing, but still, like,
Nate, the heat Nate's of the drunk. Moment. This
Nate's
guy is
drunk. Yes. You know, it's heat of the moment.
And all he knows is fighting.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So
we don't know for a fact he's drunk.
Yeah. That's true.
Sorry.
So he just stepped the street. He just had someone step in front of me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a
his
bear.
First reaction.
Yeah.
I don't need to be stalked and slapped with a lawsuit.
Yes. He's like a bear. Like, he doesn't have great vision. He just saw a darkness in front of him and just grabbed him and choked him out, threw
like,
him
this
on
is
the
what
ground.
I mean,
for what it's worth, I once had a dream that you were getting beat up by Kimbo Slice.
Yeah.
I think, like, he was just shadow boxing. You were just getting pummeled by it. And I was just like, Mr. Kimbo, please stop beating up my brother. Please
stop. Rest
that
in
was
peace.
It. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, don't have to worry about that anymore.
Right? Yeah, yeah, luckily. Oh, man.
But I wasn't about to fight Kimbo for you.
No.
You weren't?
Yeah,
no. Okay, it feels
not even in my dreams.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man,
it's always like I'm punching underwater anyways in my dreams.
Yeah, I think he was just picking on you anyways. It wasn't even your fault or
anything.
And I still just was just like,
see, that's a different thing. Nate Diaz is picking on you. I might have to be like, Nate, please stop, you know,
think of your career.
Try and get him in the full Nelson, maybe.
Try to wait till he's not looking and get
sneak him.
Yeah,
or a rear naked. Yeah, yeah.
That's probably your
that's
best
better way.
Way.
Yeah, you're not
backpack him
out.
And rear work for the rear naked.
Yeah,
just wrap those legs around and.
We were talking, what was it, last week about this whole thing going on over here. It's just like maybe more people should act like your grandma might be seeing what you're about to do or hear what you're about to say. Mm-hmm. You know what? How about more realistically just imagine everything you do is getting caught on camera.
Yeah.
One way or another. Like
one.
That. I wonder if he if maybe he'd been thinking a little clearer and knew that he just had a bunch of cell phones, you know, recording the entire encounter. He would have like maybe at least maybe choked him out still, but like gently
like,
put
him down.
Yeah.
Set him
Like, it's all right, little pal.
Yeah.
Called 911 for him. Yeah. An unconscious man here in the streets.
Yeah, it's just so many great videos, man. I There's a Reddit called Fight Porn.
Uh-oh.
That's what it's called. And it's full. You could scroll
naked
for
people
days.
Fighting.
I like the ones where it's like literally fight porn. You're naked people fighting. It's usually women because the weaves.
Who wants to see it, dude?
The weaves and the sundress is just immediately.
That are Russian dudes, I imagine.
Yeah,
naked fight men.
For sure.
You showed me one where like a elevator opens in some Russian building, and there's a naked guy in there. And as soon as the elevator door opens up, here's a naked guy jumping out of it. Out of the elevator and fighting everybody around.
Beat
the
shit out of that guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what would have happened to me.
Surprise attack. It's
but
a trap.
Just the time I realized, like, here's just a greasy, naked Russian dude. Bam. Beat up.
Knocked out.
Yeah.
This is so many great ones. It's so many, like, taco stands. We're like, what? 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 It just knocked out. Like, what? If you're saying what, mm-hmm. and you don't have your hands up or nothing like
and you're
that,
you're too close.
Yeah,
you don't know spatial awareness.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, you're getting slept. I'm not a fighter, but you're just never going to catch me in that situation.
Exactly.
If I can't convince whoever I'm with, I'm big enough to where I can just pick them up and leave.
Right.
I've done that before, where I've just picked somebody up and threw them over my shoulder. We're leaving.
Because I'm not talking trash.
I'm not fighting you.
Yeah. There's a lack of respect and all that stuff. Like just with the kids looting and rioting. I mean, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Like beating up that girl. I think I saw something about that. Smashing a bank window, running through, cracking all your teeth on an ATM because you're stupid. Mm. You know, you're bored.
He's bored. Mm. Boredom. We played in the field when we were bored.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then and then folks on the left say it's unfair to criticize democratically controlled cities and some of the policies that go on there.
I'll say
I would never live in Chicago.
Looting is bad. Yeah. Rioting is bad. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
I can understand it. I mean, if you can't, I can understand it. Not for boredom. If it's you know, you believe that your people are have a grave injustice done to you on a daily basis and nobody's talking about it, if you want to get together and riot and loot, I'm not saying I condone it. I understand it, though.
You see what they're doing?
One way to do it. I see what you're doing. But the moment it's like, Instagram live, you know, just knocking out an old lady or something. Like, what's
totally for the TikTok, you know?
What's wrong with you? Yeah. What is wrong with these kids?
And it was the same weekend, I think a dozen people shot and killed. In Chicago, not counting those that were just shot and wounded.
Right.
I think that was
shot and killed two
or three times. Yeah. 11 people in one weekend. You know? Mm. That's a lot of people.
It's a fucked up place, man.
It seems like it's the worst place.
It probably is, right? Worst in the country?
I remember back in the 90s. I think it was like mid or late 90s when it became the worst city. Most murders per capita or whatever. And then
it
went to New York City.
Yeah.
And then so it's...
Little Rock's in the running per capita.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, don't forget us. Per capita. Exactly. We're really way up there.
But then they took that baton and just ran with it. That's like the most dangerous place in America. Got to be one of them.
What?
That's not like a volcano, Chicago.
Yeah, like, literally seeing clips of police like on the outskirts of a neighborhood and hearing gunfire.
Yeah,
multiple different types of gunfire, automatic gunfire, and the cops just sitting there in police cruisers, just being like, "We are not going in there."
Yeah.
Right,
dude.
Yeah. Yeah, there's whole zones.
I got a Glock with one mag.
Apparently, there's whole zones that police just don't really go into.
Mm. Yeah,
police.
You don't blame them,
man,
for sure. Anyway,
I mean, in fairness, you know, that's not fair for the police. That the only social service that ever makes it to some of these neighborhoods is police.
Yeah.
That's not good. I mean, obviously, you're asking way too much out of police.
Yeah,
then, you know?
For sure. Man, it's crazy.
Besides, maybe a check in the mail every once in a while or something. You know, there ain't no social workers going through there, or, you know, infrastructure managers going through and like, hey, we're going to put this decrepit series of buildings that people, just heroin addicts, have been getting high in.
Yeah.
Let's tear that down and put a community center there.
Right.
Yeah, it happened.
Oh, yeah, all tagged up. And you know what, Jay?
What?
My tower site. I for the radio station.
It's owned by MS-13 now?
It's owned by the Crips now.
Uh-oh.
The Crips.
The Crips of Dequeen, Arkansas.
I did not realize we had enough of them to be going around tagging stuff.
Yeah.
I can't wear red going down there now. So just to highlight it a little bit, this is a AM tower site, so it's down in the swamp.
Yep.
It's remote. It's not, I mean, it's off the highway, but like, you know, you'd have to.
It's like in a field.
It's like in a field.
You'd know where you're going to get there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I go down there, and the whole building's all tagged up with Crips 2023 and this and that. I'm like, I have no problem with you, Crips. Like, I, looking around, looking where are you snipers. At? Yes, the Crip snipers and shit. And I was like, if you were ever to tag a place that nobody's going to see ever,
yeah.
except for me,
right?
There's nobody, there's going to be an FCC inspector who goes down there. Oh, he's no. like, oh, you're going to have to. You know,
you're gonna have to paint that.
You're gonna have to paint that.
That's offensive.
I can't paint it. Dude, they're gonna come after me.
Surely, you can't cover up somebody's tag.
Tell you that, right?
Don't cover up. He's like, I'm a blood. All right, I'm offended. Yeah. Crip signs all over.
Yeah,
failing that.
I feel like there is some violation. Like, you know, tower sites must not be tagged by. Yeah. You know, Latin Kings.
I think you're putting off the wrong message here, sir.
I called them out on the radio too. I was like, I have no problem with you, Crips. But I would recommend tagging something that people will see, you know, legally here's what I was like, I didn't,
give me, you know, it's like a 12-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Took his daddy's can of spray paint.
Yeah,
right
it was
there.
Silver too. So it's definitely for he's barely see it. It's on white, silver on white. Really? Not even blue.
Yeah. Couldn't see it at night.
Yeah, no.
Most of the like effective Crips and Bloods have been wiped out by Latin gangs anyways.
He actually just misspelled his name. His name's Chris.
Chris was here.
Yeah.
2023.
Respectable gang, like MS-13.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Sinaloa, I don't know.
Yeah. They got some, like, you know, structure going on.
Yeah.
There.
And
you
I could have actually from the, seen that. Yeah,
you see something from the Triad or the Sun On Yi? Was spray paint. Well, you know, Chinese buffet, we got to have talk.
For sure. I love it. Is that tagging egg roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just our lunch special.
These damn kids got no respect.
Free advertising.
Anymore. Yeah. No respect anymore. Respect. Man. Come on. Tag up my towers. So
tag a government building or a government.
The courthouse is a great place.
Tag the under part of a bridge like you used to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was tagging shit. You won't see a cardboard in your room. Yeah. Like, and just hang it up. Yeah. Tag that.
Yeah. Downloading the clip art from online. Hey,
I'm totally for a city.
I knew a guy who used to tag the snow.
It's kind of an empty gesture.
Yeah. I mean, I guess on somebody's lawn, but Crips was here. Yeah.
I mean, then, good till spring, or
good till spring, or until it snows again.
Until it snows again.
Which is proof. Now. Yeah, no proof. Sorry, go ahead.
I forgot what I was gonna say.
You said New York,
huh?
You said something about New York.
No.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know, what's wrong with kids just like, I don't know, stealing shopping carts from the store and getting high a little bit, you know? They have to be burning cop cars and, just beating up like women on the street. Yeah. And
super hardcore, these guys.
Well, we've already educated all the kids. They can't experiment with drugs now, so they got to figure something else out.
Yeah. It's always the ones that are always the fight videos where it's like, it's really egregious. Where they just like guys just walking down the street and then just knock them out or something like that. Those are the bad ones. My favorite ones are the ones where it's like they're really bad. They're really hard to watch sometimes, but they're like Russian mobsters who beat their drug mules who like stole or whatever. Mm. And that's when you get a really interesting look at life, I think. You know, I mean, they let them go.
But cultural
minus
experience.
A hand, you know, because it's been beat with a bat in the snow. But you get to walk away with one hand
and
your life.
Exactly. You know, you breathe another day.
You're not gonna find out after that. I don't think. Right. I don't think you're finding anything out. I think you're going through the rest of your life with your head down. You will find nothing out.
Well, I've noticed something, and for some reason, fight videos have been in my feed a lot more lately than they have been, but there
street
is a
fights.
And there is a universal common denominator for me enjoying a fight video, and that is the bad guy always loses.
Yeah,
if it's one of those where the guy that picked the fight against a smaller guy beats the shit out of him and leaves, and ha ha, it's all funny.
Yeah.
I hate those. I can't stand those videos. Can't say
I have a hat. You like that OU video where that dummy.
I interviewed that guy on the radio.
We did.
Yes.
And he said douchebag.
Yes, he did. That was funny.
I don't know if that's a bad thing to say on the radio.
Probably. But, a little bit.
Oh, well. I was a little worried about him.
Greg said douchebag on
the
radio.
He did.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a video of a
loose cannon. Sorry.
Of like a bar in Oklahoma City, right? Some OU guys. One of them was like
One of the Dalton receivers or somebody.
Something.
Yeah.
A couple starters on the Sooners, right?
Yeah.
The Sooners
exactly.
And he just picks a fight with these
littler guys.
Mop head little guys but who were brothers. Just and they, so like, looked, to be. They looked at each other and you knew some shit was about to go down.
The one looked at him and said, like, which one you want?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And when the guys that you're looking at to fight, to pick mm-hmm. on in a bathroom because he barely nudged you when you walked mm-hmm. by, if he has no qualms about to fight you, A, and they look at each other with a yeah. smile yeah. and say, which one do you want?
Yeah.
And then you notice when he turns back around, that ear. One ear is mm-hmm. real puffy and swollen
yeah, yeah.
looking.
Yeah.
Do not.
Stop it.
You could tell just, the one of them was like, nah, you know, just go on, just mm-hmm. go on. He kind of tried to, but he wasn't trying to save face doing it.
Right.
He wasn't trying to look bad doing it. He was yeah, trying yeah. to save face. So he was like, go on, go on.
Yeah.
So.
And you got this like all American looking guy. This Spencer, right? Yeah. Spencer something. Yep. And he's like, whoa, whoa, you know, football player, chiseled jaw. As it gets beat to pulp, he got punched in the face a bunch and then choked out and then pissed on, I'm sure, on the, yeah. on the, bar bathroom floor.
Yeah.
That's where your career is at now.
And that was a local that shot that video too.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. They go, oh, what up, blood? Oh, they're fighting blood. That guy was funny.
Yeah, he was.
I love the commentary.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this man's a whistle blow. Like, yeah. I love those guys. This is a great one. My favorite one. One of my favorite fight videos is It's a younger kid. Like, I would place him at like 16, 17, tall and lanky. And there's this older, like 20, 28 year old, I would call it. He's like shorter and scrubby and just looks like a douche. And he's like, yeah, they're mouthing off to each other on the street. And he's like, what are you going to go home? You're going to see your mom or something like that. And he's like, yeah, I know you like my mom. He's like, I never liked your mom. Your mom's a dirty bitch, you know? And the lanky kid is like, what, you know, goes, and he just starts punching him in the face, right? This guy, and he goes to the ground, and as he's punching him, it's not effective. It's okay. enough to beat him, beat this guy.
Stops him.
But he's like, he's just taking the punches. He's going, oh, you're so powerful.
Oh my God.
It's bizarre. It's one of the bizarre
neckbeardy characters.
It's super neckbeardy. Yeah. You're so powerful. And then after
his sarcasm is all he has to defend himself. Yeah.
While he's getting pummeled.
Yeah, exactly. You're so powerful. He gets off him and he gets back up and then hits him with one more that knocks him out clean.
Oh dang.
Yeah. It's a great video, but I like that. Because your mom's a dirty bitch. And then he found out, like, it stopped this nonsense.
He fucked around.
Yeah.
It found out.
Exactly.
I love it.
I love it, man. I can't help but watch when I go back and in 3 months, I'll watch them all.
I think one of the favorite ones that you and I have shared over the years was the security guard at, like, McDonald's or Burger mm-hmm. King or whatever who's standing there who have men surrounding him,
mm-hmm.
and they are all drunk. And the security guard is obviously asked them to leave.
Yeah.
And one of them is continuing to mouth. The other ones aren't really mouthing. They're just kind of standing around him like to intimidate.
Mm-hmm.
But that one just keeps going and keeps going. And finally, you see the security guard pull his pants up.
Yeah.
And the first video I saw, it paused it. In that moment, he's like, this is when you knew.
You fucked up. Serious.
Yeah.
He's hitching his britches.
So then he literally, after he pulls his pants up, he just straight arm mm-hmm. punches the first drunk dude that's talking shit, drops him, spins with a left, drops the next dude who kind of starts walking towards him like, oh shit, he's going after my buddy. The only other one that was probably not really drunk, he was kind of a little intoxicated, he gets dropped up against his trash can.
Yeah.
And then the next guy is like so sloppy that mm-hmm. he like knocks him onto the ground, his head hits the floor.
Yeah.
I mean,
he just went Super Saiyan.
He dropped off, he dropped like five dudes.
Yeah.
Didn't even break a sweat by the sounds of it.
Just a dude in a yellow vest.
Yeah,
it says security on it. Yeah. It was like,
and
I guess
skinny. He wasn't really imposing looking dude.
Yeah.
He was just a regular looking dude.
Took down three guys.
Yeah. Knocked out
a second.
Yeah, knocked out five guys for $13 an hour.
Yeah. But you know he had a story to tell.
Definitely.
He's like, that's why I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't for the money.
You know security guards because you see them. Security guards aren't always the biggest, most imposing dude in the room.
Right.
Some of them just love to fight.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Definitely. And then you got, like, I watched another one in McDonald's. Fantastic fight video of this these two dudes definitely just back from the club. I'm good, thank you. Definitely back from the club and at McDonald's 2 a.m.
I'll have to wait till off air, or you're gonna have to mute me or something.
It's he's in a tight white leather jacket, right? The dude, and he's got in his hand, in his left hand, he's got his McDonald's drink with the top on it, and he's holding a bag full of food. Gotcha. He had just got his food, and now he's somebody picked a fight is against this other guy. This guy fights him for like 3 minutes, finally does get the knockout, doesn't spill a sip of his, he's got, it was glorious, man.
He didn't even jostle the cheese over to the side.
No, that Big Mac was still perfect.
I love it. That's awesome.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
He finally knocks him out after what? He's like doing this, trying to fake him out side to side with the drink here. Never spilled a drop. That guy was a genius.
Didn't even put it down?
Yeah. He was like, it was so confident. He can beat this guy with one hand, and not spill his fries.
You mentioned Kimbo Slice. I enjoyed those videos. Oh, those backyard videos?
Amazing back in the day. That was my intro. That was my intro to all this stuff.
Okay,
100%. I got into MMA or fighting stuff. I think it was because, it was a year before they used to hype the Ultimate Fighter, right? Mm-hmm. And I had never watched the show before, and it was Kimbo Slice is going, have you heard of Kimbo Slice?
Right.
Well, go on YouTube and watch all of this stuff, you know? And to me, he was the baddest dude on the planet.
Oh, man. He seemed like it. Yeah, absolutely. Especially in the videos.
Yes. Very Tyson-esque,
bare knuckle,
right?
Didn't care.
Yeah. Watch out for that metal thing. They're fighting in the backyard. It's like a satellite dish. That's what one thing I weirdly remember. Famous metal thing avoider Kimbo Slice. Watch out for that metal thing. The guy behind the camera.
And when you're slinging bare knuckles like that, man, you lay people open
gosh. Oh, it's
some
huge
gashes on some of those.
So my excitement of watching those Kimbo Slice videos, knowing he was coming to the Ultimate Fighter.
Right.
You know?
Nice.
Yeah. With the Rampage and all that season.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Great season. Yeah. That got a lot of people into it, actually, that season. But yeah, I'm with you, man. I watched those Kimbo Slice stuff back in the day, and that was like the greatest thing ever. I think we should probably talk about the full recording, the full transcript, the full recording releasing, because we talked about it last episode.
Right.
Got a lot of good feedback on it.
Okay.
This is, of course, the McCurtain County recordings, as I'm referring to them.
Yeah. International news now.
Yeah. We also had some Spotify troubles. I don't know if you ran into those, but Spotify is dealing with something right now where it's like when you upload it, you press play and it just doesn't. And it just doesn't until it finally kind of fixed itself.
Interesting.
I worked on that for forever, uploading that, because I uploaded it the day before. I uploaded it Thursday.
I did have a texter say, something wrong with the podcast, because it won't play.
Yeah.
And it was Spotify that they were using.
I was re-uploaded it and updated it and all that. And it was a while before I checked the Twitter feed for Spotify, and they were like, yeah, we're experiencing something.
I was talking to somebody the other day. It was like, did you all talk about the McCurtain County recordings? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, that's maybe why your podcast isn't working. They were seeming to suggest that the NSA in coordination with all the podcast hosting platforms out there listened to ours and realized they did not want that out there.
What?
So they canceled our podcast. At least that
I see.
Unless I was being messed with. Yeah.
Being silenced by the man.
Yeah.
Because we can't talk. Like, what massive government agency that is silencing podcast cares about Curtin County Sheriff?
Yeah. And how do I get that job? Where I just I'm like a GS-14 and get paid 80 grand a year just to sit back and listen to podcasts and delete the ones that talk about McCurtain County recordings.
That'd be all right. Yeah. That'd be all right.
I don't know. AI would take your job pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to sift through a lot of garbage podcasts,
that's
too.
True.
Everybody and their mama got a podcast
now. Sir.
Let's call it Curtin Mac for the time being.
Yeah. So the Curtin Mac recordings. So fully released now. And
I have not listened to them.
No, I read somebody uploaded the transcript.
Okay.
That was complete, and I read a good deal of it. You know, I skipped past some of the more routine stuff, because they did get to a few things like, oh yeah, I suppose we should take a break from the, you know, killing people and racist comments to talk about what's going on with that pothole or whatever, you know.
All right, we got to go back and adjust the budget. All right, so let's do that.
Yeah,
the boring stuff.
I think the biggest damning thing was that one lady insinuating allegedly that she did some sexual favors in order to get everybody paid more. And stuff that was on there.
Oh,
that
for other people.
I was, for like the whole everybody.
So they weren't saying that about her.
She was saying she did it for her too, but then also some other people.
Wasn't it kind of like a little bit of like, you know, I did that, right?
Yeah, so, like as I got under his table or something like that.
Like as a tongue in cheek, like everybody says that, so I'm saying I do that.
Maybe, I don't know. It's, you know,
that could be the argument. I guess.
Shut up. That's what I say. Shut your mouth.
Yeah. It doesn't come across real good on the
recording. It doesn't.
It's in the recording.
Yeah. I was excited to see what you were going to think of it, Patrick. And then when you came back, or was it Monday, you were like, nobody's going to be coming back from this.
No,
unfortunately.
No, there's no redemption.
Yeah.
I don't think for anybody. It's funny. We're just over a week in on this whole scandal here. And that I feel like the media fire is definitely dying down. They're bored with it, you know. But we still got most of the involved people holding tight, just trying to weather this storm. But I don't know how well that's going to work.
Yeah. I could see him making it to just not getting elected back.
You know, I mean, gosh, I think he just that's like 3 years or something from now.
That's true. It was
2022. I want to say it was his last election. Yeah, no.
I think it was right.
Maybe it was 2020.
I was thinking it was 20. I don't know.
Sorry. I don't know either.
Sorry. Yeah. But because there's very limited recourse. I had a news guy that I have to deal with on a daily basis who hollered at me yesterday, and because I sent him an updated story to it for their newspaper to run this week, and he was like, well, the guy who's not a news guy who just talks on the radio up here said that all three of them were fired, and I was like, well. He's like, I was like, let me just give you
back
a quick
to this.
101 on small town government here. Yeah. I was like, you can't fire an elected official.
Yeah.
He has to be impeached, recalled, or not reelected.
Yeah.
Is about it. And I was like, I had imagined that since he's the boss of the other two, that he's not going to fire them until he's out of there too. He's kind of like, no, y'all are sticking with me.
Yeah.
Thick or thin.
I like that. So the radio guy who's not a news guy, just a guy on the radio says.
Right.
Who just reads other people's
who
news.
Who probably got it off Facebook.
Yeah.
The guy who reads your news.
Yeah.
I sent that out in the reply. I get back like, oh, I don't know where he got his news. Then don't, maybe if you, don't be spouting stupid stuff at me. Yeah, if you don't even know where it's coming
from.
That's
not news.
Because that lends to the fact that he doesn't believe you do your research.
Yes. Yeah. That was certainly an insinuation because it was a very curt email. Well, so-and-so told me that the three got fired.
Matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they didn't.
I would just go with what I sent you. Yeah. This is just the
you're not.
Thing. Yeah.
There's spurious and then there's real. I don't, you know.
Yeah. It's
I just want to throw that update out there in case I got a bunch of people hollering at me from out of country being like, that was funny. That's I didn't even know about that or I saw that, you know. So
I always enjoy when I don't overreact to the, you know, the quick response because I believe my opinion still stands. Because the FBI is involved, they will vet every single one of those, claims, recordings. They'll look at it all, make sure nothing's fake, make sure blah, 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 blah. If there was laws broken, they'll be charged. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they can't perform their duties in jail.
Right.
Yeah.
So, So,
fired.
Yeah.
That is one of the, can be impeached based off a certain number of infractions, you know, and that would certainly, getting a felony would be one of them.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I don't know about going to jail and stuff.
Right. I don't think any of them would because, again, they have served their community up to this point, and they, I guess, I don't know if they have blemished records or unblemished record. What? I don't know, but they were servants of the community, so I'm sure they will be given a little bit of the fin of the doubt when it comes to sentencing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, in context.
I feel like nothing illegal has been done.
Okay. Right.
Maybe this one girl, excuse me, let me do that.
Yeah. There's a claim
there.
Girl,
who maybe, you know, did perform some favors on behalf of the agency, which, you know, as some people might be like, well, that's selfless.
Yeah.
That's a selfless act. But like some people would be like, well, they're talking about murdering somebody. Mm-hmm. They're talking about people dying. Yeah. They're not talking like, all right, well, here's how we're going to pay for the two hitmen.
Yeah.
Here's exactly where the holes are, and this is the time we should meet up there. And I've already got equipment lined up to fill them up afterwards. I mean, they're talking nothing but just ridiculous generalities.
I know a guy in Louisiana. He's like, yeah, you read an ad in the Soldier of Fortune magazine.
Yeah, right. It wasn't like I've contacted them. They're on their way. They're just awaiting payment. You know, there was nothing incriminating, I feel like. And nothing that would hold up.
You could be brushed off with a good defense. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they could be brushed off as just stupid idle chat. And people joke about killing people all the time. It just happens. If you haven't done it, then you're a weirdo. I would have to say, the grand scheme of things.
It happens a lot in MMA. In UFC and stuff, everybody gets to, because it's like, you know, you get like that Hamza guy up there. He's like, kill everybody. I kill them all.
Yeah.
On September 11th, by the way, he did that. He said, alhamdulillah, and said, I'm going to kill everybody. Let's be real here. He's talking about defeating somebody in a points-based system under the unified rules of the octagon. It's like officiated by a state athletic commission. This is what we're talking about. Which have been
modified over two decades to make even safer.
Yes, exactly. So that's what
he means
by...
hijack a plane and crash it into any, you know, American landmarks.
There was some PTSD, I'm sure.
Oh, 100. But then you get like Frank Mir back in the day when he was talking about Brock Lesnar, and he's stupid. He calls into a radio show and they're like, what do you think about Brock? He's like, I cannot wait. I want to beat him. I want him to be the first person to die due to octagon-related injuries. I was like, whoa, Frank.
Hold up.
That's a little too specific. You know?
Oh, man.
So it happens. It happens a lot. Everybody talks about, I'd kill that guy, you know, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
If somebody were to do this to me, I'd kill him. You know, I hope somebody steals my TV, I'd kill him. That'd be premeditated murder, I feel like.
Yeah. You say that out in public and someone does break into your house and you shoot them with the TV. Well, he was talking a couple of years back about he'd shoot anybody who ever had
I got an own video.
Yeah. On a secret recording.
I don't think that you shouldn't defend yourself or your property by any means, but to kill someone over a 60-inch TV is beyond my thought process right now.
I agree.
Does that make sense?
I'd have trouble sleeping that night.
Exactly. Maybe just that night. No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah.
But 100%. Yeah, I mean, that's that. I don't know.
You good? You need
to? Yeah, no, good.
Okay. Yeah, so...
if it's your pickup and it's your livelihood and that's the only way you feed your family, maybe you think twice about it. Each situation is going to be different.
Of course.
But in the moment, I'm going to keep the gun on them so they don't come at me or my family.
Sure.
But
you
go ahead, take the TV, bro.
Take the TV,
the cops
bro.
Are on their way. If they catch you, they catch you. If they don't, they don't.
I'll trade a TV for decades of sleepless nights, I think. Or I mean...
Even if I could sleep with it. If I could look in the mirror and I was like, I did that and I was justified.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you just ended someone's life. Somebody's family is even though he or she was in a bad moment, somebody's family's going to miss them.
Yeah.
And he's probably not going to look like what you think of. Like, he's got a big scar across his face and a swastika tattooed in between his eyes.
Absolutely.
You know, when you turn the light on, it's going to be like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah, and then a desperate man.
Yeah, young man, probably. Yeah. Or maybe an old man that you can look as he's bleeding to death on your floor. You're like, he kind of reminds me of my uncle.
You know,
I mean.
Even though he's drunken uncle.
He's not gonna be like the hardened criminal that you suspect, where you're like, man, I'm glad somebody finally got that guy.
Finally.
You know, look how ugly he is. He's gonna look like, man, that looks like my son's friend. It probably is your son's friend because he knew that you had the fucking TV in there.
Shut your face off.
It's bad. Dude. So, and like, whose parents, joking about killing people? I mean, whose parents haven't been like, see someone crossing the street while your dad's driving? He's like, how many points for them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Happen all the time.
5 points.
And what makes the points go up?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like a nun and a bunch of kids following.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's 100 points and 50 for each
one.
What
if the accelerator went out on that vehicle all of a sudden, you know?
And it
happened. Yeah. And then they're like, well, what happened? Well, I don't know. My dad was just talking about how many points. And
Right?
A mass murderer now.
And you were driving a Tesla, so it recorded the whole incident.
Oh, man.
But I do love just maybe steal a couple of quick jokes that I wish I had come up with before the Daily Show did, because they totally I guess there's like a new host. I don't know. There was people on there I'd never seen before. It's been a long time. I never watched it with Trevor Noah. Mm-hmm. I only remember the
John Stewart.
John Leibowitz days. but in any case, they were talking about, like, you know, don't talk about killing journalists in a public building. Do it on Twitter, like normal people do.
Right, exactly.
But my favorite was just like, how busy are people in McCurtain County where they got to pre-dig murder holes? You know, you can't just do it after you commit the murder. You know, you really need that done already.
Oh man, that was very funny.
That was, I watched that too. It was hilarious.
That was very
funny. Shared it a few times.
Roy Jones or whatever he was talking about. Is that his name? That's a boxer. Roy Jones Jr.
That's a boxer. I don't remember his name. But
it might have actually been Roy Brown.
Yeah, it might have been. He was like talking about how small the courthouse is. Like, can you blame him?
Yeah.
This is how small the courthouse is.
That I hate black people too?
Yeah. They'd have to hush up to, like, they got to talk over the tape recorder recording.
Yeah. I think my favorite part was he was like, there ain't nothing wrong going on here. They was talking about the old days. It was reminiscent.
Yeah.
He's like, this is progress. They talking about killing white people now.
Yeah. They can't even reminisce anymore.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Holy cow. So basically I'm saying what started this whole premeditated murder thing is, I don't think anybody should go to jail. Just go away. Just go away
That's the for only good. Right thing to do.
And you know, and when you go to Pruitt's, man, you might get some dirty looks.
Which is almost the guarantee they would have had they all just resigned in the moment.
That's leeching.
Yeah, I don't know if
this is bad. Like the whole drawing it out and not just admitting blame. I think I was talking about on the last show is you're a judge of character is how you react when things aren't going your way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, man, this came out whether legality or not, that doesn't even matter now.
Yeah.
The court of public opinion, you lost. People here are really upset about it. They don't have trust. If there's one thing you should have in your elected law enforcement official, the top law enforcement official of your county is trust. And it seems like that has evaporated over here. You know, it's a laughing stock. Yep, they've been kicked out of the Oklahoma Sheriff's Association. This news person I told you I was talking to is just like, well, doesn't that mean they're all gone? Like it's a membership agency.
Yeah, right.
But at the same time, it means now your local sheriff is not backed by your statewide sheriff's association. I mean,
and
no legal counsel.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're attorneys, most importantly. But just the very idea that you would have a law enforcement official that's been kicked out of a statewide law enforcement. It's
like if he messes up and he gets appointed a public defender. Not the public defenders are bad, but I imagine the guy who's got the really tight tie, who's young, just trying to make a name for himself in the name of the law, you know.
And has way too many cases.
Way too many cases.
But let's just talk about how
Sorry.
I'm just going to briefly, I'm glad that you mentioned that because it makes my brain think of just how ghetto this whole, just what a dumpster of a situation this is. A lot of this beef, from what I understand, started. It's not like the sheriff was just randomly joking about killing the publisher of this newspaper and his son. They have beef that goes back, and it goes back to a couple. You got a sheriff and you've got a newspaper publisher accusing each other of doing meth.
Yeah.
And they want to, and they're going to decide it by having a public drug test. And the sheriff shows up and
this is such small town shit. Yeah, right? This only happens in a small town. Man. And public drug.
The sheriff passes.
Walking dog's going to be there.
Live remote. Oh my gosh.
The meltdown.
You got vendors set up. Yeah. The Girl Scouts selling cookies out front and stuff. Yeah.
All there.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe school band.
Sure.
Yeah, but so yeah.
There's a pull on who's going to win that's going to benefit the Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a fundraiser.
For sure.
But the sheriff passes his drug test. The newspaper publisher does not show up for the scheduled drug test.
Great.
So the sheriff is then saying, oh, he didn't show up because he's on meth.
Gotcha.
When it was really the newspaper man who was claiming the sheriff was on meth. But the thing that got me thinking about it is, the sheriff's, of course, he got somebody to piss for him.
Yeah.
And he's got no money because he spent it all on meth. So now he's got a public defender.
I see.
Yeah, that's
where you're around.
That's all allegedly.
Yeah.
All
right.
If he needs a public defender.
Sure, sure.
Then that would be why.
But that is like what I understand how this beef came up. Like the newspaper man then filed a defamation lawsuit against the sheriff's office because he's like, see, that's why you can say pretty much anything you want about a public official. You can't about a private individual.
Ooh.
So the newspaper guy can go around all day saying, well, of course the sheriff's on meth. Yeah. And then the sheriff turns around and says, no, the newspaper publisher is on meth. Defamation. You are defaming a private individual.
It's a trap.
Ooh. Yeah. It was a total trap. And he knew. He knew that the sheriff would fall into it. So immediately he's got a defamation suit ready. And that's when the sheriff was just like, I just want to kill this guy. The sheriff didn't even say. It was more like, it was really the other guy, Jennings, the commissioner.
Jennings. Because I know all this. I don't know these people personally.
Right.
So I see them just in a transcript. And I don't know what Jennings looks like, but I know what he looks like in my mind. And his name is Jennings.
Yeah. I don't know if that's
PI.
Yeah. So Jennings is there talking about it. While Clardy or whatever is, I don't know, dude. That's his last name, right?
Yeah. That was another great point they made on the Daily Show, where there was just like, there's one guy who's kind of bringing more to the situation than the other. You got the one guy who's like, I know a couple of hitmen out of Louisiana. Yeah. And the other guy's like, I got a couple of holes you can stick them in. And then.
I got some equipment. Well, they're pre-dug already. The one guy's like, I got 10 grand cash ready to go right now.
See, this is why we need to holler at Tucker Carlson and be like, I'm sorry about the Fox News thing. But maybe our predictions, we'll maybe save that for next week of what our predictions will be for Tucker Carlson next. Maybe we can get him. Dude, you need to come be a reporter down here.
Dude, we got to act now.
Yes.
By the end of the week, he might already have a new thing. So I think he's going to be joining one of these like super right wing truther YouTube channels.
Yes, most likely.
Or podcasts. Yeah, like Steven Crowder now has.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Pundit. Tucker Carlson.
Dragging Tucker with him everywhere he goes on college campuses to debate ugly looking women.
Bow ties are still in style. Change my mind. What else? Or is he going to join like RT?
Well, that's supposedly he got where he did. RT tweeted at him immediately following the announcement yesterday. We're recording on Tuesday. They were like, you can keep saying what you want to say over here.
Yeah.
You know, which RT, if you're not familiar, Russia Today.
Yeah.
They have an English language department. It's all like Americans and stuff who work for them.
I can't believe it. It's.
Yeah. Who pretty much are just like, Putin's the best.
Yeah. It's just Russian propaganda for Americans.
By Americans, for Americans. It's exactly what the founding fathers would have wanted.
It's crazy that that's a thing. Like, I remember we knew somebody who was talking all about it. Like, can you believe the blah, 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 blah? You know, and it's like, and we saw the place where she was getting her sources from. Oh, RT. That's it. Okay.
So that's don't where you know believe that. Anything you say ever again. Exactly. Yeah.
Have you heard about the Ukrainians, what they've done? You know? Yeah, Putin's bad, but what about...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In any situation.
Yeah. Now, I don't think he's going to join this, but I guarantee you by the end of the month, he's going to be on InfoWars. That's still a thing, right? He's still got that.
No way.
I believe he still has it. You can't cancel somebody from paying their $20 RSS hosting feed and uploading it.
Especially not Alex Jones.
Yeah, you can't cancel a dude off of ham radio. You know, it's the same thing. So I think there's going to be an appearance of Tucker Carlson on InfoWars.
Oh, my gosh.
InfoWars.
I love it.
You know, but we were talking earlier, Fox News is a host of characters.
Yeah.
It's characters. You know, as we were talking, Roger Ailes in The Five, where he was like, you are not who. Your name does not matter. You are one of these five. You might, you know, he's got the kind of cute, nerdy chick who maybe still likes to have some fun.
Oh,
Got the really hot one that's also really smart.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got like the longshoreman type,
you
know, who's gruff. It tells it like it is. You know, you got these cast of characters on there, and it does not matter.
Librarian assistant Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. I'm still trying figure out like Brett Baer, right? You know, who's like the best. Yeah. He's like the best that they have, I guess.
Right.
Lou Dobbs.
Yeah. Who's the dude who used to do Red Eye and stuff? Is he still on there? He's funny. That guy. Forget it. He's like a comedian almost.
Not Glenn Beck?
No. I would never describe him as funny. Insane raving lunatic. I don't remember his name. He used to do Red Eye, though. Red Eye was a great show.
Okay. It's been so long since I've seen it.
Yeah.
And
Red Eye.
It was back from the day, right?
Yeah. What is his name? Red Eye. But yeah, Tucker Carlson, man. Who does he relate? Who relates with him? You know what I mean? Who does he? I don't know.
He's the number one host.
Number one. The number one question.
Yeah, I guess. Like, yeah, number one cable news host on cable on the number one cable news show, channel.
Right.
You know.
I understand that. Same with Bill. Bill O'Reilly was more relatable, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You know. But like, you get this. Okay, so you hear the. You know, as.
It's every sentence is a question.
Yeah.
Sheriff Clardy was just trying to check the local fake media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what happened to those days? He always like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do those things anymore. Is it so wrong? He's just horrible. Greg Gutfeld. I don't know if you remember that dude.
Oh, yeah.
He was funny, man. I enjoyed him on Facts News.
Wow, that guy just... disappeared, huh?
Yeah, I have no idea what happened to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too liberal.
Yeah, right?
Not enough of a character.
Sean is still on Fox News, right?
No, I think Sean Hannity's gone.
He left.
Didn't Sean Hannity get ousted as well? The original cast. It's like, you know, when a sitcom.
Laura fucking Insane Ingram.
Yeah. The current Fox News is like that 90s show.
Yeah. Okay.
The original cast of characters are one Red's hanging around.
Yeah.
Still Red and Kitty. But that's. But the rest of the fun cast members are gone. There's no more Sean Hannity. No more Bill O'Reilly. No more Tucker Carlson.
Yikes. Yeah. And Glenn Beck. He was the original Tucker Carlson. Yeah. I guess. Then he came out and said, "I'm voting for a Democrat this time because I do not want Trump in office."
Yeah.
And then he did that. And then he was like, "Actually, I hate Democrats so much I want Trump to be president again."
Yeah. He shouldn't have ever been on the TV. He should have made his living through and through on the radio, and he did.
Yeah,
that's how he started.
Okay, yeah.
And I think that's where he's at now. I think he's on some sort of Glenn Beck. You know, still like not a radio show. It's like they send the thing out to all the stations, and it's like download the Glenn Beck show to play for an hour on your station. Exactly. Everybody's like no, thanks.
I'm good. Tries to sneak it in in some other programming.
Yeah. If you look at when you're doing affidavits, when you're sent network ads that they want you to play and you're doing affidavits, it always says, warning, cannot play within an hour of the Glenn Beck show. I'm not joking.
I'm guessing that was an increasing problem for Tucker, is that advertisers have a lot of pressure from folks on the left. Like, you do not advertise this guy or you won't have our business anymore.
Right.
And of course, this whole thing, I mean.
So he was down to like Black Rifle Coffee and Dude Wipes?
Well, I mean, he was still so successful. He was, I think a lot of advertisers were impervious to it. Yeah. They're just like, I know he's insane.
Nine million viewers a night or something.
Yeah, he's a demagogue. He's a fearmonger, obviously. But man, if we want to sell, you know, gold.
Soap.
Gold.
Yeah, gold coins. So
gold and Viagra.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, this is our target audience.
Sacagawea dollars.
Yeah,
definitely. The commemorative state's quarters.
Yeah.
For just four easy payments of $19.99, you can get $10 worth of quarters.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, we'll throw in this American knife, eagle knife.
Made from actual eagles.
Yeah.
Oh. Drop the eagle's blood in every one of them.
It has a piece of, you know, the World Trade Center in it. You know, like a little piece of the rubble.
But I don't know. I read an article, Politico, I think, that made a good point that he will be briefly mourned and quickly forgotten.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because this is going back to Roger Ailes and his five types, there's always somebody. They got somebody in the works, you know, and especially they had to see this coming for a while. Of course, Fox just $787 million settlement.
Yeah.
With Dominion.
Fox probably did that to save as much face as they can.
Oh, man.
They're like, we're going to settle this. We're not going to put you through the disgrace of actually having to go through a civil jury trial and get up there and just be excoriated. Because, I mean, there was things like he like on... on the record, not on a show, but it's record. They, I don't know if it was recorded exactly how it was caught, but he said things like, "I hate Trump." Mm-hmm. You know, they'd be very bad for him if all this stuff came out.
Man, he
such
was
a public
one
expensive
light. Anchor.
Oh
man.
Yeah, and he's got a sexism lawsuit against. Yeah. Of course he does. He's Tucker Carlson. Yeah, come on.
I hate to be that guy, but I gotta wrap it up.
We should go.
Sorry.
No listen, problem. You gotta put our hats. We put our bets down. Did you have anything for Tucker Carlson next?
No, at all. Yeah. Not at all.
He's thinking gonna, Sedona, man.
Flying to
Red Rock Valley.
Yeah,
and all
that stuff. Go do some hiking with my dad and my brother.
Dude, watch out for the crystal shops.
Uh oh. Crystal meth.
You'll know what I mean next when you come back. You'll be like, dude, holy cow! Everybody's trying to. There's so many blonde women in long skirts trying to sell me crystals that I put in my ass.
What's the help you get energy with the universe and stuff, right?
Yeah. If you can see me glowing when I come back, you know why.
Eat at that McDonald's.
Let me check your asshole right now.
Yeah. Crystal free. Let's see about next week.
Opal. Yeah. You still got an opal in there?
Yeah. Check out the McDonald's while you're there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go. Lindley's got to go. So we shout out Laura Lindley, attorney at law, of course, the number one best MF-er.
Yep.
That's not a nice thing
of all
to say.
Time.
She's the greatest. She's the greatest. She's the GOAT. So definitely biggest thing I could say. Go to our Facebook page, Laura Lindley, attorney at law, and drop a like and follow.
Yes.
And if you need her services, well, then you have all that stuff ready to access. Let's get out of here. Shout out. We're gonna see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.